all got our tickets punched already, but for those who found us on their radios at FM 96.9 in San Antonio, we are located at 4071 North Foster Road. For anyone looking for a new church home or just one to visit, come and worship with us at 10:30 any Sunday morning. Everyone is welcome. And I'm going to break the trace just a little bit. And interject a little bit of a prayer. That's verse 18 of the sermon scripture that will be here, be read a little bit later. Pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all of the Lord's people. I might get a little bit political, but that stuff that happened yesterday is absolutely abhorrent. Just don't do things like that. The opening scripture designated for this morning is Psalm 24, taken from the New King James Version of our Bible. Listen for God's word in this reading. The earth is the Lord's and all of its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters. Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to an idol, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing of the Lord and righteousness from God of his salvation. This is Jacob, the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face. Lift up your heads, O you gates. Be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle.
Amen.
Lift up your heads, O you gates. Lift up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Amen. Thank you. Good morning. I want you to, would you please stand with me just for a moment, please? Just stand with me, please. And if you could, you don't, without moving around, could you hold someone's hand if you can, you know? The Lord loves. He loves to hear from his children. Amen? He wants to hear from you more than you're able or more than you're willing to talk with him. So let us go to the Lord together. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much. Lord, you've done so much for us, blessed us. You've given us food, a place to stay. You've given us a reasonable portion of our health and strength. Oh Lord, we cry out to you this morning for mercy. We cry out for you, to you this morning for grace. And that you would help us, Lord, to live the life that you want us to live. Bless each one in this congregation. Bless those that are not here but desire to come. Thank you, Lord, for your blessed Son, Jesus, our Savior. And in his name we pray. Amen. Amen. At this time, while you're standing, just wave at each other and say hello.
Hold on. Is it your turn yet, Jake?
I don't. Hold on. Not yet. You're up. You may be seated.
Morning, church. Let us pray. Jesus, I need your strength and power in my life. I know apart from you, I can do nothing. I acknowledge the areas in which I feel weak and acknowledge I need to fully rely on you. Give me strength and power that I know can only come from you. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Amen. I got it. Announcements. Oh, boy, do I have some announcements this morning. Amen. All right. Let me first announce this, that Jesus loves you very much. Amen. Secondly, school starts, particularly Candlewood Elementary, starts the 10th of August. And as this church has always done, our former pastor, Pastor George, he started something for Candlewood, and that is the Candlewood gift card drive. So if you notice on that table back there, there is a little box where we always give gift cards to them. So if you would, in all your generosity and all your kindness, just whatever denomination you want, just go ahead and just put it in that little box, and those cards go to the teachers and the staff there at Candlewood. Now, also what we normally do, we also give them backpacks. So we're going to ask you to just kind of go get a backpack, and then we'll collect them all, and we'll have a place to collect them back there in the back, and we'll take them over to the school. Amen. And this announcement is one of thankful. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you so much, congregation. Thank you for all those that gave and those that prayed with us for a new air conditioning unit. We got that unit installed in Building B, and we thank you so much for your kindness. Amen? God is good. Amen. Amen. What else, Tom? Okay, for those that didn't hear that, if you can also, instead of giving gift cards, you can also write a check. Oh. Okay. Did y'all hear that? Okay, good. Okay. If you're going to... Say it again, Ian.
I got it, Pastor.
He got it. Thank you.
So on the bottom of your check, if you want to indicate that you want to give a gift card, all you need to do is put that in the memo section down there at the bottom to say that we'd like to, this offering would be particular for the gift cards.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Now, yes. Yes. You can. I prefer not to, but yes, you can.
Put it in an envelope.
Put it in an envelope.
Okay. Envelopes on the back of your seats.
Okay. There's one more announcement. My wife and I will be going to a family reunion next weekend, and we will not be here. Our prayers will be with you, but Tom will be preaching, so we want you to pray for him and come out and encourage him and listen to his sermon. Amen? We'll be going to the great city of Wichita Falls, Texas, and we're just going to have a wonderful time. Amen. Am I forgetting anything?
Already mentioned. I didn't think.
Okay.
The church is one foundation, is Jesus Christ our Lord. She is his new creation by water and the word. From heaven he came and sought her to be his holy bride. With his own blood he bought her, and for her life he died. Elect from every nation, yet one o'er all the earth, her charter of salvation, one Lord, one faith, one birth, one holy name she blesses, partakes one holy food, and to one hope she presses with every grace endued. Though with a scornful wonder we see her sore oppressed, by schisms rent asunder, her heresies distressed, yet saints their watch are keeping, their cry goes up, how long? And soon the night of weeping shall be the morn of song.
Congregation, please be seated.
And as we prepare for our tithes and our offerings, let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, as we come recognizing you as the source. We come with grateful hearts. We ask, Lord, that you accept our tithes and offerings and that you use them to further your kingdom here on earth. These things we pray in the name of Jesus the Christ. Amen.
strong in the Lord and His might. Come forward, O God. You can take your stand. Against the powers of darkness, against the spiritual forces. Therefore, form of God, they and evil will just stand your ground, and after you have taken everything to stand, confirm the truth of what you have confessed, with the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet fitted with the readiness. In addition to all this, build a faith in which you can unleash all the flaming good of salvation, word of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray in spirit on all occasions, all times and hours. With this in mind, keep alert and always keep on me that the Christ speaking words given.
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand. Precious Lord, lead me home. When my way grows drear, precious Lord, linger near. When my life is almost gone, hear my cry, hear my call, hold my lest I fall. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. When the darkness appears and the night draws near and the day is past and gone, precious Lord, lead me home.
As we prepare for the meeting, let us prepare to hear the message that the Holy Spirit has for each of us today. Pray with me. Heavenly Father, as we come thirsting for your word. We ask, Lord, that you strengthen Pastor Ted, that you give him your strength, your courage, your peace, so that he can open himself up to your Spirit and deliver the message that your Spirit wants for each of us. And further, Lord, open our hearts and minds by that same Holy Spirit, so that we may drink in your word and that we may take your word with us when we leave and deliver others to your salvation. In Christ's name, amen.
Yes. While Heather is coming with the children. We have a new bishop in the Rio Texas Conference. Bishop Robert Snazy has retired, and they have elected a new bishop. And you give us a second, we'll tell you who that is, and you can offer. You can also go to the Rio Texas Conference website, and also, and they'll. Oh my goodness, you've got a helmet on.
Harvey.
I'm sorry. Bishop Harvey.
Cynthia Fierro Harvey.
Bishop Cynthia Fierro Harvey. She is the new bishop for the Rio Texas Conference. So please be in prayer for her. Amen. Amen.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Good.
Y'all looking at me like that was wrong. Ten bosses. What do you think these things do?
Protect you.
Protect me. So if I have this helmet on, it protects my head, right? If I have this on, what does it protect me from? Heat. So if I grab something on it. My glasses, what do they protect me? Sun. So these are all things of protection. Well, this morning we're talking about God's protection. I'll take this off because y'all are like really looking at me like, no, ma'am, that is not it today. The armor of God, right? What does it tell us? So it tells us that we can use the armor of God to help us protect us, right? I left it over there. The most important thing I left was my sword. What is the book of, oh my goodness, why did I just drink bar mic? What is it? Do you remember? Ephesians? Yes. Ephesians, what does it tell us that our most important protection is? The book. What do we read? Right? So that's our sword. So it tells us in there, and I'm sure y'all know, that we have protection of our head, right? And it tells us we have a chest plate. So it tells us different things to help us understand that there's always going to be evil in the world, but there is things that are going to protect us. And as long as we believe in God, that He is going to protect us, right? So as these things are physical things that you can see, our Bible is a faith, right? And faith we have to believe to have. All right. So let's see. So it says, here's a good question, though. How might I protect myself spiritually? What might it mean to have spiritual protections? That was it, our Bibles, right? The Bibles are. So let's remember to put on our armor and protect ourselves by asking God to help us understand this armor. It isn't about the things that we carry around. It's about praying and resting in the truth of God, that He will protect us with His armor, and He has covered us. So when y'all go out this week, I want you to remember that you're always protected. Right? And if you ever have any questions, let's refer back to the Bible and let's say a prayer. Dear God, thank you for protecting us in every way. Help us to put on your armor so that we can be strong and secure. And your word is our weapon. Thank you for your love. We love you, God. Amen. Have a good week, guys. See y'all next week.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. Thank you very much. All right. If you have your Bibles with you, would you please turn with me to the book of Ephesians? The book of Ephesians. Also, in your bulletin, there is that scripture, Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 24. 10 through 24. That is will be the scripture that we will be talking about today. Ephesians chapter 6, starting at verse 10. The very first word, verse 10, the Apostle Paul writes this letter to the church at Ephesus, a church that had been founded by Paul, or rather had by Paul is writing to them and telling them how they might be able to stand in the evil time. Now, this word finally, Paul says, finally, after, at the end of the, this is coming at the very end of it, of Ephesians, he's telling them that in spite, in light of all that God has done for them, in light of all the glorious standings that you have as a child of God, in light of his great plan of the ages that God has made you, us, part of, in light of the plan for Christian maturity and growth he gives to you, in light of the conduct God calls every believer to live, in light of the filling of the Spirit and our walk in the Spirit, in light of all this, there is a battle to fight in the Christian life. And Paul says this, finally, you see what the Lord can do. This is what we must do. He said, be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. You know, if you look, you look at these teachings in these verses, and you can see that the Apostle Paul presents two very important components. First of all, you got to be strong in the Lord. Strong in the Lord in his mighty power. His power. We have no power without the Lord. Amen? If you go out and you try to do all this for the Lord without his power, it will not work. It will fail. He says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. He wants us to be strengthened ourselves in the Lord. And he probably looked back in the Old Testament at 1 Samuel 30 and 6, and he saw where David strengthened himself in the Lord, him God, his God. You know, you and the other component of these verses is you must put on God's armor. In other words, you must be prepared to fight the spiritual battle that is before each and every one of us today. If you think that the enemy is going to let you skip down the road and be happy and preach Jesus, you're wrong. If you think that the enemy is going to let you treat people the way Jesus wants you to treat them, then you're wrong. If you think the enemy is going to prevent, is not going to try to stop you from going to church, from Bible study, from praying, then you're wrong. He's coming after you. Amen? Now, some of you already experienced it, and if you're not, you will. He's coming hard after you. But this is what Paul says. He says, be strong in the Lord. How in the world do you be strong in the Lord? Lord, I'm so weak. I can't do anything. He says, put on God's armor. Amen? He says, put on the full, not just a part of it. You've got to cover yourself from head to toe in God's armor. He says, so that you can stand against the devil's scheme. Oh, my friend, I tell you, I'm here to warn you, to look out and to be alert. Your enemy, your adversary, the devil, goes around seeking whom he might devour. He's roaring like a lion. Some of you can remember how that you've seen a lion roar so loud it scares you. That's your enemy. But he says, so that you can stand against the devil's scheme. And he also says in verse 12, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood. Folks, we're not fighting against people here. We're not. No, it goes a whole lot deeper than that.
And Paul knew that in his day, that the church at Ephesus or at Ephesus, he knew that they were going to have to stand hard because the gospel was moving. The gospel was being preached. People were getting saved. People were being filled with the Spirit. They were being helped. And the enemy was right on their trail. Have you ever noticed that when you get on that real spiritual high, I know this is with me and Tessie, man, I can feel so good. And on the way home, we'll have a simple argument of, are we going to eat at Cracker Barrel or are we going to eat at Red Lobster? You know, something simple, and we'll fall out over. I'm just telling you, the enemy will use any type of wedge to drive it, to keep you from living in joy and harmony. But Paul says, he says, put on the whole armor. He said, but also in that verse, against rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world. I don't have to go, I don't probably have to tell you anything about the condition of this world. We live in a dark world, don't we? Things are happening all over the place. The good people, the things that you would never ever think of would happen in this country, they're happening. But this is what he says. He says, spiritual forces of evil in heavenly realms. Oh my goodness. You're not fighting against flesh and blood. You're fighting against your enemy, the devil, and you can't fight against it. There are some songs that going around that says, stomp out the devil. You can't stomp out the devil. You don't have that power. But praise God, to Jesus, he can. Amen? You fall in line with him. You trust him and you follow him. He'll stamp out the devil for you. Amen? He'll make your path so clear till you'll wonder, what in the world? Thank you, Lord. Where did they all go? You know, sometimes the Lord gives us a mission. And that mission may be something as simple as taking groceries to your neighbor or something simple. And I would guarantee you that somewhere along the line, the enemy is going to try to stop you. He's going to say, you don't need to do that, Ted. They got plenty of food. Don't bother with them folks. You know, they're just trouble. That's the enemy. You can't fight against that. But this is what he wants you to do, Paul says. He says, therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, it's here. It's here. So when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything, to what? Stand. You know why sometimes we're so weak and we fall so easily prey to the enemy? Because we're so weak. Because we try to do things in our own power. We get away from God and we say, yes, I can do this. I can stand. No, you cannot. You cannot do it because you don't fight against flesh and blood. You need God's armor. And you got to be able to stand. There's coming a day in this country, folks, when you're going to have to stand. And you're going to have to stand hard. Right now we have Christian liberties, but I believe that there's coming a time when some of those liberties may disappear. Some of those liberties may be impacted by political pressure. But you as a believer, me as a believer, we must continue to stand true to the Lord no matter what. We must be overcomers. And he goes on to say, you must be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to do what? To stand. Just stand there and wait on the Lord. He'll do it. He's coming. Oh, Lord, I got to know you. Wait on the Lord. Amen? Wait on him. He comes in his good time. And believe me, folks, his timing is always perfect. Amen? Always. But when we take over, we try to push things along. Well, Lord, you know, I'm gonna help you move along on this a little bit, you know. That's when we get in a hole and then we cry, oh, Lord, help me. And he'll say, I told you to stand and wait on me. I told you to stand and wait on me. And then he tells you how to stand. He says, stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist. We as believers, we must be truthful. Amen. We must be truthful to ourselves. We must be truthful to the Lord. We must be truthful to each other.
We must be truthful to the Word of God. We must stand in truth. We can't go around telling lies and deceiving people. Put that belt around you. Put that truth belt around you. The enemy hates it when we stand in truth, because he can't stand against the truth. And then he says, put on that that breastplate. Put on that chest protector of righteousness. Put that on. What that does for you, we're not in our own righteousness, but this is the righteousness that we have in Christ. Amen? Put on his righteousness. Then you can stand. I tell you what, folks, when you're out there in the world and you got on that breastplate of righteousness, oh my goodness. Folks may think you're a little weird, but Jesus loves it when you do that, because then you're standing in him and his righteousness, and the enemy cannot stand against it. And then he says, put something on your feet in verse 15. He said, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. We as believers should always be ready to tell someone about Christ, to share the gospel with someone, to grow and live and eat the gospel of peace, and put that on our feet. And our feet, we're taking that gospel to different places and different people, to our family. That is what we have on our feet. We have our belt around our waist. We've got our breastplate on. We got our feet covered. And he says, in addition to this, in verse 16, take up the shield of faith. The shield of faith, dear ones, which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. When folks come at you lying, when folks come at you misusing you, mistreating you, deceiving you, saying bad things about you, when you look around and everything seems to be against you, the enemy is bearing you down, get your shield of faith. You put it out there in front of you. Amen. You walk around with that, and it will quench all those flaming arrows that the enemy is going to throw at you. So you've got your shield. Now you got to put something on your head. Amen. Got to have something to protect your head. He says, take the helmet of salvation. Take the helmet of salvation. Oh, I tell you, to be born again in the Lord, to be trusting and being right in Jesus, that alone, that is one of the things that can keep you safe from the enemy's fiery darts and the wickedness in this world. And not only your helmet, then you get your sword. How many of you got your sword with you today? Amen. Amen. Do you know what your sword is? God's Word. That's God's Word. That's that Bible that you carry around with you. That's that good-looking Bible that you got on your coffee table. It's got dust all over it. That's the one. Amen? That's your sword. Don't leave that at home. Take that with you. Amen? And you know why you want to take that with you? Because that is God's Word, and that is how that you might will be able to fight against the evil one. Amen? How did Jesus defeat the enemy when he was being tempted in the desert? He defeated him with God's Word. Amen? Are we better than our master? No. Then we should always take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And verse 18 says this, and this is one that we as believers, I don't know why, and I'm included in this group also, we don't use this enough, this armor enough. We don't pray enough. Amen? And not only does he say pray, he says pray in the Spirit. That means you get down quietly, get down somewhere, shut off the world from you, get in a closet if you have to, and go deep inside. Folks used to say, get deep in your feelings. Amen? Get in your feelings. Get in your spirit. Tell the Lord all, just everything, not the things that you think that he doesn't know about, because he knows everything. Amen? Sometimes when we pray, we put a veil over our face. We think the Lord can't see what we're doing. We can't see how we treated our neighbor, or the bad things we may have said to a family member, or something. But I got to tell you this, folks, he does see it, and it will hinder your prayers. He says, pray in the Spirit, not just when things are going good. Oh, my goodness. You know, You know, not when your pocketbook is full and everything is happy, everybody's all the kids and everybody's healthy. He says, pray on what? All occasions. All the time. Oh, even, not just then, but when things are going bad too. Pray, say, Lord, help me. Lord, I tried to do this by myself and I can't do it. Pray on all occasions. Pray about everything. Let the Lord know how you feel. You ever sit down in a quiet, just you and the Lord, and just told him exactly how you feel? You ever tried that? I can tell you this, folks, if you do that, when you get through and if you're serious about it, he'll free you. You'll have a burden that'll roll off of you. You'll feel like you'll just, you know. Tell him how you feel. Don't be afraid. Lord, I cannot stand that preacher. I don't know what's wrong with him. You know. Tell him how you feel. And when you do that, you're opening, you're being truthful to the Lord. Let him know. Because he already knows. But he wants to talk with you. He wants to talk with you. And it says, with this in mind, be alert. Be alert, dear one. Don't go to sleep on the Lord. Be alert. And always keep on praying. For who? For all the Lord's people. Everyone. Be alert. You know, and pray for each other. You know, that is something, that is a weapon that the believer has that sometimes we just don't use it. And we ought to use it more and more. More and more. He says, pray also for me, that whenever I speak with words, may he be given me, that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should. As I close this morning, stand strong in God's armor. Don't be afraid of the enemy. He can't hurt you as long as you are standing strong in God's armor. Amen? Put his armor on. Start early in the morning with prayer. Put on that truth, belt of truth, and put those, get ready to take the gospel with your feet. And put on that helmet of salvation. Make sure that you are right in the Lord. Make sure that things between you and the Lord are right. And then after that, get your shield. Take your shield to HEB, to Walmart, wherever you go. Take it. Hold it out in front of you. That'll take care of all those fiery darts. Amen? And please, don't forget God's word. Take that sword with you so you can slice up the enemy. Slice him up. And use that word against him. But I got to tell you this, dear one. The enemy knows God's word better than you do. Amen? He knows it from front to back. That's why you need to stand strong in God's power. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen? Heavenly Father, we thank you so much. Thank you for the armor that you've given us. Thank you, Lord, for helping us to fight this battle. And help us to realize, Lord, that we cannot fight this battle alone. We need you, Heavenly Father. Help us. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The invitation goes out to anyone. I've been talking about God's armor this morning, and I've been talking about those. This is primarily for those who believe in Christ. I don't know your hearts out here. I know your faces. But I don't know your heart. Jesus knows your heart. The invitation is open to anyone that may not know the Lord. Maybe you're confused about your salvation. Maybe you don't understand what's going on. The invitation is open. The altar is open to anyone who wants to know more, who wants to get things right with Jesus. Because, folks, you can't put that armor on until you're right with Jesus. Amen? The altar is open for all who wish to come.
Will you stand for our hymn of invitation? Come, we that love the Lord. Two, three. Come, we that love the Lord, and let us.
those who refuse to sing, who never knew our God, but children of the heavenly King, may speak their joys abroad. The hills of Zion yields a thousand sacred sweets before we reach the heavenly fields or walk the golden streets. Come we that love the Lord and let our joy be known. Join in the song with sweet accord and thus around the throne. Let those who refuse to sing, who never knew our God, but children of the heavenly King, may speak their joys abroad. The hills of Zion yields a thousand sacred sweets before we reach the heavenly field or walk the golden streets.
Let's continue to keep all of our first responders and our military personnel around the world in our thoughts and prayers. Continue to keep Gene and Elaine in our thoughts and prayers. And praise be to God that because of her improvement, she still has to have 24/7 care. But Gene, on some Thursdays, able to join us in our trustee and pastoral meeting, and yesterday, thanks be to God, and continue healing for Elaine. Tom had some issues this past week, so continue prayers for Tom. Another happy belated birthday. Homer Vargas is continuing to improve. Praise be to God. Also, prayers continue healing for Virginia and her family. Thanks be to God. For Selma Sheck, Miss Sandy. Thanks be to God. Want to, and also for Miss Tessie being under the weather, Lord, hear our prayers for her. Prayer. Tracy Bean is continuing to improve after her stroke, but we and the rest of the family got very bad news yesterday, and Tracy's son, Mike, found out he has prostate cancer, and it's possibly in his spine and his kidney. So, Lord, hear our prayers for Gracie and Mike. God be with them. And Dad and a couple of others are with them this morning at the hospitals. God be with all of them. Thanks be to God. Gwen is asking prayers. Her daughter has a sinus infection. Bob is still having pains in his head. God be with them. And Gwen, she's having infusions done for 3 weeks. Let God hold y'all and keep your faith in his healing. He also has a celebration. Grandson Ryan leaving for California for a new job leaves this Friday. So safe travels and good fortune for his new job. And her nephew Bradley turned 6 on the 10th. So happy belated birthday to your nephew. That Rosa's daughter, right? Grandson. Praise be to God for the good news, and that God hold y'all and heal. It's been Bob been dealing with that. God be with y'all. Now go out and enjoy this beautiful hot Sunday. Did want to say though, pray for recovery for former President Trump. Pray for the family of that bystander that was killed, also for the family of that shooter. And there's 2 critically ill patients still in the hospital. So keep everyone, the city of Butler and all of them, in your thoughts and prayers. And as Biden and a couple of other politicians yesterday said, hopefully this can bring our country closer together. God be with all of us, and go out and enjoy this beautiful Sunday in this coming week. Praise be to God.
In order to stay in sync with my normalcy, would you please join me in the prayer that Jesus taught us when he said, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And friends, as we leave from here today, may we ask the Lord to watch over us this coming week in all that we do. Keep our politicians and everyone else that comes to mind in our prayers. Our country needs it. It's a time of great trial for our nation, and we go through it over and over, but we can argue without shooting, and we don't need to argue. Let the other have the let the other person win the game. It's that's the easiest thing in the world to do, or maybe the most difficult. Just refuse to get involved. We can all go to the ballot box and speak our peace there. And as we depart here today, let us remember all those less fortunate than ourselves and continue to pray for those who are homebound or ailing in any way. Be friendly and be safe. And let us join together here again next Sunday to receive the message that Pastor Tom will bring us. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Go in peace, of love, and service.
Will you stand for our closing hymn? Blessed be the tie that binds. Go.
Blessed be the tie that binds our hearts in Christian love, the fellowship of kindred minds is like to that above. Before our Father's throne, we pour our ardent prayers, our fears, our hopes, our aims, our want, our comforts and our cares. We share each other's woes, our mutual burdens bear, and often for each other blows the sympathizing tear.
Go in peace.